Good times, great music. Well, 2.9 W4 Country. That's the latest from Eric Church featuring Rhiannon Giddens. It's Kill a Word. I'm Brian Welsh. We're live at Suburban Chevy Cadillac of Ann Arbor, and I'm joined right now by Rick Briggs, the co-founder of Camp Liberty. So tell us a little bit about Camp Liberty.
I'd be happy to. First of all, I want to thank Suburban Cadillac Chevy for having us out here. It's an honor to recognize our veterans on Veterans Day. Basically, back when I was running the veteran program for the Brain Injury Association here in Michigan, I saw a lot of our guys and gals were not raising their hand, asking for help. They were struggling. Your audience knows about the 22 suicides, the incarceration rate, and the issues they're having post-combat with post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries. And so we had to figure out a way to get them to the table to understand that these are treatable issues. They don't have to live like that. And so what we did was we sneak up on them. We take them outdoors, hiking, canoeing, fishing, everything from skydive to scuba diving, disability scuba dives and so on. And we take them out doing some recreation. Mother Nature's, this goes back hundreds and hundreds of years with all the wars. And Mother Nature's a phenomenal healer. And that's what we do is we get them out in the woods. We establish a relationship of what we call know, like, and trust. We build a rapport with the veteran and their family, because the family has to heal with the veterans. And we get them to understand and educate them that, you know, these are treatable, and that's where our partnership. In fact, we were co-founded with John Cornack from the Eisenhower Center, and which is the nation's leading brain injury PTSD treatment program. It's called After the Impact, and we're very proud of that relationship, and it gives us a place to send our young men and women when we identify them as needing that help.
All right, and a fundraising luncheon going on today at Suburban if you want to stop by to benefit Camp Liberty, and also for every car that they sell or lease today, they're going to be donating another $100 to Camp Liberty. Come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun here, the luncheon at Suburban Chevy Cadillac of Ann Arbor. Come on up, Brett Young and Brad Paisley, and we'll hear a little bit more from Rick about Camp Liberty in just a few minutes. That's Will at 2.9 W4 Country. Good times, great music. Go to 2.9 W4 Country and Brad Paisley. I'm Brian Welsh. We are live here at Suburban Chevy Cadillac of Ann Arbor, and I'm joined here by Rick Briggs. Rick, I should say happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you. It was an honor, and I'd do it all over again.
Now, you are the co-founder of Camp Liberty, and veterans are a tough group. I mean, a lot of them not going to willingly admit they need help, but you're trying to help them out through some kind of unorthodox methods.
Yeah, we kind of sneak up on them. We get them out having a good time, hunting, fishing, kayaking, skydiving, scuba diving, doing all that. You know, we establish a relationship with them in the outdoors, and we use that to educate them and to get them moving forward with their health care. And we do run men, women, youth, couples, families, because family has to heal together, and faith-based programs. So there's a lot of different spokes to this wheel, and I'm very proud of all the volunteers we have at Camp Liberty that step forward, civilians and veterans, to help get our young men and women out in the woods and recreating and helping us around the facility.
Now, you have a website if people want more information on Camp Liberty?
Absolutely. It's camp-liberty.org, www.camp-liberty.org, and they can read about the research that's been done on outdoor recreation and the impact on combat injured vets. They can listen to some radio shows like yours and the TV and so on, and they can get a feel for what it is we're doing and why we're doing it, and hopefully step up and help us, because it really does take a village to get these young men and women back reintegrated into their communities, into their jobs and churches, and moving forward with their lives after their sacrifice.
A really cool organization dedicated to helping the people that have dedicated their lives to protecting our country. And we do have a benefit luncheon going on for them today at Suburban Chevy Cadillac of Ann Arbor. Stop on by. We would love to see you out here. After the break, it's Kelsey Ballerini on 102.9 W4 Country.